ברוכים הנמצאים. רבותיי, דוד המלך, אם תהילים עושה, זה בשוב השמץ, שיבת ציון, היינו כחולמים. בשוב השמץ, שיבת ציון, בין הקדוש ברוך הוא, brings back שיבת ציון, the Jews to ארץ ישראל, היינו כחולמים. It's like a dream. ממש, it's like a dream in front of our eyes. מוצאי שבת, for hours I was at כותל המערבי, sit with המדרש davening and praying for everybody. And it's a chalom. It's like a dream. We live in a, we are such a lucky, lucky generation. It says, Azimale sechok pinu. Azimale sechok pinu. Then our mouth are going to be filled up with laughter. Because it's very funny that, you know, such a dor yatom, that such a generation of orphans, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is makshim et chalom. Hayinu kecholmim. It's a dream, and we have to appreciate that. And, you know, it's Erev Shivasar B'Tammuz. Chatam Sofer says that the Mashiach was born. Chatam Sofer says that, you know, Boaz married Ruth when it was Tet Zayin B'Tammuz, Emruz. Emshab, Shab, Arusi Kibude, Boaz Baruta Moavia. And from that marriage, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech was born, and Moshiach is coming, right? Moshiach is coming from David HaMelech. So this is mamash the day before Shivat Esrei B'Tammuz. And the Navi says, in Zechariah, Perechet, Pesurim Yudchet Yutet, Vayihi Devar Adonai Tzvaot Elai Le'emor, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakot, Hashem Tzvaot. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised. Tzom HaRevi'i means the Tzom HaRevi'i is what? The fast of Revi'i, which is Revi'i is, no, it's just Shivat Esrei B'Tammuz. Okay. Just a second, we have Nisan. Okay, so we have Tzom HaRevi'i, we have, these are the words, Tzom HaRevi'i, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi'i, Tzom HaAsiri. The Navi says, Tzom HaRevi'i. The Tzom on the fourth. Tzom HaChamishi, the Tzom, the Ta'anit, and the fifth. Tzom HaShvi'i, the Tzom HaAsiri. All these Ta'aniyot, Yihye lebet Yehuda, lesason, ulesimcha, ulemoadim tovim. Right? That's a pasuk. It's going to turn. These Ta'aniyot are right? These Ta'aniyot are going to turn to become Yavim tovim. Lesason, ulesimcha, ulemoadim tovim, v'ha'emet, v'ha'shalom ehab. And then the pasuk says you should love emet and shalom. This is the pasuk. Now, we know that we count the months from Chodesh Nisan. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Nisan is the first month. Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh HaShana. Always when Rav Ovadia says even if you write a check, don't write the number of the Goyishe month. Write the name. Because you cannot try, you know, Chodesh HaRishon, in the way we count, is Nisan. The first, Nimtza, Shetzom HaRevi'i, Utzom Shivat Esrei B'Tammuz. So Tzom HaRevi'i, that the Navi talks about, is Shivat Esrei B'Tammuz, because it's the fourth month from Nisan. Tzom HaChamishi is Tisha B'Av. Right? Because the Chodesh Av is the fifth month from Nisan, and Tzom HaShvi'i is what? Tzom Gedalia. Tzom Gedalia, Bishlosha B'Tishrei, because Tishrei is the seventh month, not the first. First is Nisan. So when the Navi talks about, Navi is the Chayasis, it says, right, Tzom HaShvi'i is talking about Tzom Gedalia, right, and then Tzom, when it says, when you talk about Tzom HaAsiri, is what? It's Asar B'Tevet. Not because it has Asar B'Tevet, because it's the 10th month, if we count the months from Nisan. Okay, fine. Why do we have Ta'anit? The Navi promises, and Baruch Hashem, we think it's happening. You know, I went to Rav Dan Segal, I said, Kvod Arav, maybe Moshiach is around the corner, should I go back to America? Rav Segal told me, Sugyam Masachet Ketubot. The Masachet Ketubot has heterim, why not to be in Eretz Israel for Parnasa, whatever, right? So, because it's really, Mamash, everybody, you know, Mashiach is around the corner. So that's why I ask him. So why are we, you know, still, you have hopes that these Taniyot are going to turn into Yamim Tovim, but you know, why, if Mashiach doesn't come till tomorrow, why we have a Ta'anit tomorrow? Chamisha devarim qashim er'u b'shva asar b'tamuz. Five things happened. Aleph, nishtaberu l'chot habrit. Right? That this is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came from Har Sinai and broke the luchot. Two, hufsega hagravat korban ha-tamid b'chol yom b'mikdash. That till this day, he used to bring when there was a siege around Yerushalayim that started 2.5 years, I think, before, on Asara B'Tevet. But still, even though there was a siege, every day they would bring the Korban Tamid. But on Shavua Asar B'Tamuz, Hufsega Agravat Korban Tamid B'chol Yom HaMikdash. Gimel, Hivkiu HaOyvim Et Chomat Yerushalayim B'Tkuvat Korban Tamid. That the Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, Sonei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, they took a little bit care of these Houthis, and I hope the rest. Oyvim et chomat Yerushalayim, et chomat Rubon mit HaMikdash HaSheni. It's really these missiles that Yimach Shemam they sent to Tel Aviv. It's like you see that, you know, there is no choma, there is no fortress around Yerushalayim, right? And, you know, I hope the Israelis would get a message. They shouldn't think Kochi ve'otzem Yadi. They think they are the mightiest. How these Houthis, Yimach Shemam, were, you know, able to penetrate. That's another reason that they breached the walls of Jerusalem and they entered the city. Dalet Saraf Apostumus Harashat HaTorah. Right? Apostumus Harashah. Till then they had respect to Torah. He burnt the Torah, Sefer Torah. And fifth, Hu Umad Tselem Baichal Bet HaMikdash. And also the Jews put, Bait Rishon, the Jewish king, Menashe, I think it was. They put what? They put Tzelem. They put an idol. Both to Bet HaMikdash. To Kodesh HaKadoshim. So these are the five things that happened on Shavua Asar B'Tamuz. And that's the reason we have a fast. Tonight, till late, a person could be up and eat. Even tomorrow morning, a person could have a...
4:32.
4:32. Tomorrow morning. Before 4:32, anyway, this is the Hanetz, so you could have a coffee or something. But other than that, we have to fast. The fast is obligatory. Whoever is able to fast, right? There are exemptions, obviously, for, you know, pregnant ladies. You know, the Rav Avadia Begel. And other ones, but really everybody is obligated to fast. And Rambam says, "Kol Yisrael mitanim beyamim elu." Why do we fast? Mipnei hatzarot she'eru bahem, because of the tzarot that happened those days. But apparently, those tzarot are even now, because every door that Beit HaMikdash was not built, it's like it was built and we were not ruyim and was destroyed. So Rambam says, "Kedei leorer halevavot veliftoach darkei teshuva." The purpose of the Ta'anit is what? Leorer halevavot, to awaken the hearts, veliftoach darkei teshuva, and to open the ways of teshuva and repentance. Beyeze zichron lemaasenu haraim, and it should be zichron maasenu haraim that we are at fault. Umaase avotenu, and it's also avotenu shayu, right? עד שגרם להם ולנו אותן הצרות. Rambam says, עד שגרם להם ולנו, because of these חטאים, it caused, and to us, שבזיכרון דברים אלו, נשוב להטיב דרכנו. It says, והתוודו, Rambam brings the פסוק, התוודו את אבונם ואת אבון אבותם, that when we do תשובה, ראה את הקדוש ברוך הוא, accepts it, וסלם מפורסים, המשם גן שתעניתה, Teshuvayitun Rabul Vashi. It's such a beautiful, beautiful greeting. Because the whole purpose of Ta'anit is Teshuvah, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we should be Zoche, Lashuv B'Teshuvah Shelema, and to the fulfilling of this promise that this Yamim would turn into from Ta'anit to Yamim Tovim. Amen. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah, Hagadosh.